Da-da. It's your morning team show on WSW. It's 8:24. Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie and you and Lionel Richie music for you this morning.
Well, my friends, the time is come. Raise the roof and have some fun.
He doesn't have any new fragrance out, does he?
Oh, gosh, remember that? Lionel Richie.
And his own perfume. Perfume. No, that's not enough. Okay. Something new.
It was a couple years ago. I wonder how it ever sold.
I don't know.
It's actually not even about Lionel Richie, by the way.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
Well, kind of, sort of. I know Art Lewis likes Lionel Richie. I was listening to your home studio.
Good song.
Yeah. Remember, this was just a huge song. Was it 83 or something like that?
Something like that. Yeah, I'd say 83. Yeah. I mean, yeah, this was a big... What album was this?
Yeah, 1983.
Yeah. And think about it. He had to deal... He was able to sell all those records with... Guys named Michael Jackson and Prince were doing some big things at that time, too.
Of course, those great years he had with the Commodores.
Of course.
Before going solo. Well, here's a tie-in. I could have used a Richard Marx song. but there's something that came out about this song involving Richard Marx. Remember Richard Marx talking about the 80s?
Yeah.
He was big in the 80s.
Confirming it was 83.
It was 83.
Yeah, it was from the second solo album, Can't Slow Down.
Can't Slow Down.
Could not remember the name of the album, but I would have thought 83. Yeah.
I knew our music expert, Dave Mauer.
Yeah, of course. Good job, Dave.
Thanks for that little computer.
Oh, I just thought he was a huge Lionel Richie fan.
Well, I am, but not that big of a fan.
Next Tuesday, a book is coming out. About Richard Marx, his life and his career. It's called Stories to Tell, the tale of a supremely talented, instinctual songwriter who rode the wave of MTV fame for a decade or so, and then, when the heat dissipated, reinvented himself as a producer and songwriter for others. Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Okay.
Says here he's rubbed shoulders with music royalty like Kenny Rogers, Whitney Houston, Madonna, Barbara Streisand, Burt Bacharach, NSYNC, Julio Iglesias, Josh Groban, Hugh Jackman, Kenny Loggins, Luther Vandross, and Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie.
Here's Lionel Richie tie-in.
He was big, but I didn't know he deserved a book.
Yeah, well.
When
you write your book, you know, anyone can write it.
How many records has he sold? I mean, so many.
On the song All Night Long that we were just listening to.
Yeah.
There it is again.
Yep.
Richard Marx is doing the background. He's the one singing the return. All night. All
is that
night.
Really him?
That's Richard Marx.
Oh, really? No kidding.
When he was 17 years old at the time. How cool is that?
Wow. I never knew that.
And this is why one of the reasons he's writing the book is because I've got all these things that I've done in my career that a lot of people just have no clue. He also says that Barbara Streisand asked him to fake a line that Barry Gibb forgot to sing on the duet Guilty.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, the line, "It ought to be illegal." Marx says it ended up on her album, and no one was any wiser. Well, now I got to go back and listen to the song.
I do, too. Now, oh.
How
all
about
right.
that? Just when I thought, you know, Richard Marx, suddenly there's some interesting tidbits here that we have going on.
Now I really do want to listen to that part to see if
to those different words.
It ought to be illegal. Apparently it was a line that Barry Gibb forgot. That's what it says here. And it ended up on her album. It says, I wonder if there's a difference in the album cut to the, I don't know.
Richard wasn't singing like that, wasn't he?
Did he do a Gibbs imitation?
That's what I'm doing.
I think that's what Pat was trying to accomplish.
I'm trying to do. I don't know if you can hear me.
I hear you. Stories to Tell. Out next Tuesday, Richard Marx. Read and enjoy.
But seriously, real quick. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a big Richard Marx music fan, but... The reason why he writes a book, the man has sold millions of albums.
He has.
Yeah, he's had a successful career. He's got his niche.
And with all that association he has with other artists, you understand why they probably appreciate him, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.